I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com. Today on the TV Time Machine, we are pleased to welcome David Tutera and Taylor Armstrong of David Tutera's Celebrations. Mr. Tutera is a renowned celebrity event planner and star of several reality shows, including My Fair Wedding, and Ms. Armstrong is best known for starring in The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Over the next segment, David and Taylor will talk about Taylor's Wedding, which kicks off David Tutera's Celebrations, which airs Fridays at 9 p.m. on WeTV. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to witness a few fireworks, feel free to break out the party favors as we plan to leave the past to experience the event of our lifetime in the present. David and Taylor, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us about your show and the event that will be featured in the debut.
Well, I'm real excited about this season. I mean, we've been doing the show for so many years, and the twist to this new show is all about parties for celebrities. It's not just about weddings, although we're launching with Taylor Armstrong, who I'm so lucky to be sitting with right now.
Right.
Her wedding is, I have to say, I'm going to let her tell you about the wedding, but I will tell you that it was a challenge. Yeah, short 2 weeks to pull it off, but Taylor, tell me, what did you think? How did I do?
He did an amazing job. It was pretty stressful because we were trying to do it so quickly, and I had very high expectations, but I knew if anyone could pull it off, maybe the only one that could pull it off would be David.
Well, Taylor, tell us about the groom, and also, did you have a vision for how you wanted your wedding to be?
As the wedding approached, I think I had so many different visions that I was having trouble making a cohesive plan, and that's when I reached out to David, because part of my life is in Beverly Hills and the other part is in the mountains in Colorado, and trying to blend those two sides of my personality and my husband's likes and dislikes, I was just finding it very challenging. So David was able to pull that off, which is no small feat.
David, what did you do in order to fulfill that vision for Taylor?
Well, you know, when I met Taylor, I met Taylor with John, her husband now. And John, actually, I was really fascinated. John sat with us at the table, and he really sort of guided me through the floor plan. He had sketches, and I loved the fact that he knew what Taylor wanted. He was able to vocalize exactly what Taylor just said, bringing two parts of her life together. So what I needed to do was I needed to step it up. I knew that there would be people from Colorado, a lot of her friends, and many of the people of the Housewives from Beverly Hills were going to be guests. So for my reputation, I wanted to make sure that not only was I doing a great job for Taylor and for John, but there was an audience there. There were people there that would potentially hire me. So I had to find the perfect venue. We had to make sure that there was a great combination of Beverly Hills and Colorado combined together, which is no easy feat.
Right.
And, you know, Taylor has a great fashion eye, so she knew what she wanted for her gown. She knew what she wanted to look like. So it wasn't about me telling her what to do or what to look like. I had to make sure I listened. It was a tough task. We had our arguments. We had our sometimes big fights, but we all got to the end, hopefully, with a beautiful party.
Right. Taylor, what aspect of the wedding planning did you find most difficult to relinquish to David?
Gosh. Well, I think that the dress, I didn't really feel that I would be that concerned about the dress. I was so excited to be marrying John. He's just an amazing man, and I thought it would be more about that. But as it got closer, the dress started really stressing me out, because everything that I looked at felt like too much for a second wedding, and at my age, I didn't want it to be too over the top, and yet I wanted it to be elegant and perfect. So I think they were finishing my dress about 5 minutes before I walked down the aisle.
Jim, she's not kidding. It was being sewn literally like moments before I walked into her bridal suite and handed it to her. I was worried it was going to fall apart as she walked down the aisle.
That's a whole different network, though.
Exactly. Although great for viewers. Or for ratings. Don't put it past me.
I wouldn't.
Now, besides the nuptials, what do you guys think came off best in the wedding that was really something special?
Well, I think for me, there's a moment with my daughter, and for the viewers of Housewives, they know a lot about our story and what we went through, and for me to have that magical moment with my daughter, I think that was the most important and most meaningful piece for me.
Jim, I had a great experience with Taylor that was sort of really non-wedding related. There's a moment in the show where Taylor asks me to go somewhere that's quiet and non-wedding related, and I get a really solid chance to ask some important questions and get to know her as a woman. And I have to tell you, for me, it was a pivotal moment to understand who she was and who she is, which helped me put together a wedding that made sense for the two of us.
Now, Taylor, was your wedding everything you dreamed it would be?
Absolutely. I couldn't have asked for anything more. It was just beautiful. And I think the thing that, when David refers to the moment that we have together on the show, it was so important for me, the people who have stood by my side and my daughter's side and been so supportive of us, that I'm there to celebrate with them. And I wanted it to be very interactive with the people that I love, to be able to move forward in this new chapter in our life and just be a new celebration of my life and what is to come. And David pulled all of that off, and it was just a wonderful day.
Great. Well, speaking of celebrations, David, what will be some of the other celebrations that you'll be planning on your series?
Well, I can tell you that you will see a party for little Kim. Just beware.
Okay. Yes.
We did a party for JWoww. We did a party for Alexis Foligno, for Brandy and Ray J, brother and sister. There's a lot of great celebrations. What I love about the show this year is that, you know, it's all different types of celebrities, all different types of parties, all different types of personalities. So it keeps me on my toes. I've been doing this show for 8 years,
all right,
and it feels like I'm starting all over again. And I love that, because you want to keep viewers connected, you want a new group of fans, but you want to keep your old fans just as happy.
David and Taylor, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you very much, Jim.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.